those prayer petitions will be prayed for every day and hereafter till the next breakfast. Hello in the morning. Before I introduce our speaker, I'd like to share just a short story about the first time I heard her speak. It was back in 2009 when I was pregnant with our second daughter. And it was a time when the swine flu was going around frantically. And being someone who has never had the flu or has never taken a flu vaccination, I was just very timid of you know, what it could do with it being the first time since I was pregnant and just scared. I'm not one to take medicine, so it was hard for me to decide what to do. And with my doctor, you know, encouraging me constantly, need to take it, need to take it. Naturally, I prayed about it. And when I prayed about it, I really got this sense of just like a very soft nudging of, don't worry about it. But then I keep that with me, I'd be at peace. And then a couple days later, something would happen. I'd see someone in the grocery store and, you know, they'd say, so many people have died now because of the swine flu. You're getting it, right? You're pregnant. And then this whole sense of fear and anxiety would come over me again. This went on for, I don't know, a couple months during the end of my pregnancy. And I kept praying and praying about it. And every time I prayed about it, it was just this very calm sense of, don't worry about it. Then my brother would call up. He works in a hospital in Baltimore. What are you doing, sis? I can't believe you. You've got to get this. You're most acceptable, blah, blah, blah. And so I was just really confused, and I didn't know what to do. Until I had attended the breakfast in Pittsburgh. And before Susan had was giving her witness, she felt the urge to tell this story about this little Vietnamese pig. She happened to be, the pig was walking down her driveway. She lives out in the country. And she found herself getting out of the car and trying to shoo it back home, wondering where it came from, where it's going. But this story had been in her mind. And right before she gave her witness, she really felt that God was wanting her to share this story with the women at this breakfast. And she's thinking, what? You know, the pig story? What does that have to do with anything? And she heard the Lord tell her to tell his people, don't worry about the swine flu. It's okay. I'll protect you. And I mean, being out to here and 9 months pregnant, I obviously was just like sawing my eyes, you know, thank you, Jesus. I'm sorry I didn't, you know, trust you. But I never really personally got to thank you for sharing that because it meant the world to me. And it's also taught me a valuable lesson of how God speaks. So please, if we could give a warm welcome to Susan Potvin of Living Praise and Worship.
Katie said she'll never forget me for that. What a thing to be remembered for. I really was. I'll fill in a couple details of that. I was sitting ready to speak at the Pittsburgh breakfast, and that story was just, and I really had, it was very, very odd thing that this little Vietnamese pot-bellied pig was trotting up the hill. I live out in the country. There are no Vietnamese pot-bellied pigs in my, you know, and it just was, I don't know. But then as I was sitting there and the Lord saying, I really felt pressed. I'm like, not going to stand up there and start my testimony talking about a little pig trotting up the road. But it was so compelled and so pressed on me, and I didn't, you know, it's those things you just step out in faith. And anyway, so it was like, no, really? When she told me this story last night. Anyway, it's so wonderful to be here. I want to start, I'll tell you a little bit about who I am first. I'm Susan Potvin. I do lead Living Praise, which is a women's worship team. We've been together about 12 years. We got involved in Magnificat because we started doing women's events, and we really felt our music group was a call to what the word that Pat read from the Holy Father when he was writing, you know, on the dignity of women and calling women to rise up and be the healing force in the church. And we found ourselves, we were asked to just do a women's conference, our music team, so we pulled that together, did that, kept getting asked over and over again to do women's events. So we decided, oh my gosh, we better get ourselves a name and a group and a nonprofit status and all this, and because it was really starting to launch into quite a ministry. It was at one of the women's conferences at Franciscan University of Steubenville that we met Marilyn Quirk, who's the foundress of Magnificat. And she heard our music group, and after that conference, she invited us to do a regional Magnificat conference in Pittsburgh. We did that. They decided they wanted to invite us to do the international women's conference, to do the worship music for that. We did that, and things just kept escalating, as you can see. We now serve the Pittsburgh chapter. We do their music at their breakfasts, and we're also serving the Greensburg chapter. We have Greensburg ladies here today. Raise your hand. We have Kathy Henry. She's the assistant coordinator, and some members from the Greensburg chapter. So we've been really, really involved. I've now become, I'm an advisor at large to the central service team. So I'm an advisor to the entire ministry, which is, in case you don't know more about, I know this chapter is very new, Second Breakfast. This is awesome. Magnificat has 74 chapters, something like that, and about 10 more that are in formation worldwide. So most of them, of course, are in the United States, but we have, I think, about, I don't know, 10 or 12 chapters now that are international. So you have sisters all over the world who are modeling the same vision of women ministering to women. So I'm an advisor at large to the central service team, and I'm now also I was appointed the chairperson to oversee praise and worship for all the chapters. So that's pretty exciting. So that's, I'm really excited about that, because just saying yes to the Lord, he'll keep stretching you, he'll keep pulling you. He'll keep blessing you. So I'm so excited to come here because we've known a lot of these ladies for a while and have seen them in formation. And you all, this is an awesome chapter. There is a lot of anointing here. I want you to know, because I've traveled, this is my, yes, clap for them, please. They're doing a phenomenal job. I have traveled now to, I think this is my 13th Magnificat that I've spoken at. And our music group, we've gone, now we're in three different countries we've gone to. This summer, our music group was able to travel to Trinidad. Did you know we have chapters in the Caribbean? This is good news, ladies. This is really good news. You have sisters in the Caribbean. A lot of them, they're vibrant. They love you. I know you'll love them. Just as a little side note, one of our assistant coordinators for the Tobago chapter, which is the island next to Trinidad, owns like this beautiful resort on the beach. So just so you know, you have sisters in Tobago, in the Caribbean islands, who have beautiful places to stay at. We've been to St. Croix. We have a chapter in St. Croix. Sister Patrick is there. And Patricia, Sister Patricia, she runs a retreat center in St. Croix. Just beautiful there. Two of us from Living Praise just returned from Africa. We were there, myself and another of our Living Praise members. We were in Africa the 1st of August, and we traveled with Carol Raza, who is also an advisor at large to Magnificat, and she also is the coordinator of the West Palm Beach chapter. And we did a Warriors of Worship conference there, a week-long worship conference, and it was phenomenal. So I'm still, like, I don't think I'll ever be the same after going to Africa. It was a phenomenal experience. And I think one of the best things is that the Lord is doing the same thing in Africa that he's doing here. And it felt like just an extension of the ministry that we do. So that was just, that was a powerful thing. So I thank you for your prayers for what God is doing worldwide. And I thank you for joining your hearts to the worldwide mission of what the Lord is doing. So let's applaud the Lord for that. Amen. Oh, that's a good idea. They're going to pray for me real quick. That would be lovely. Thank you for your peace, your power, your strength, and your grace. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for Susan's yes, Lord. We ask you to anoint her, grace her with what we need to hear. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.